my God.
Said, oh yeah. I have no free will, I sang as I flew about the murder. Mrs. Richard Holmes, she screamed, oh, well, you really should have heard her. I sang and I laughed, howled and I wept, I panted and I squealed. I blew a hole in Mrs. Richard Holmes, who used her husband as a shield. He screamed, "You are an evil man." And I paused a while to wonder, if I have no free will, then how can I be morally culpable? I wonder. I shot Richard Holmes in the stomach. I said it felt good to take your life. I'm not sure, but I think that he thanked me as he lay down next to his wife. It's nice to be nice, I replied to him. He gave a little cough. Yeah, it's nice to be nice, and I neatly aimed and blew his head completely. I've lived in this town for 30 years, and to no one I am a stranger. And I put new bullets in my gun, chamber upon chamber. When I turned my gun on the bird like Mr. Brooks, I thought of St. Francis and his sparrows. And as I shut down the youthful Richardson, it was Sebastian I thought of and his I said, I want to introduce myself, and I'm glad that you all came. And I leapt up upon the bar, and I shouted out my name. While Jerry bellows, he hugged his stool, closed his eyes and shrugged and laughed. And with an ashtray as big as a really bloody big brick, I split his skull in half. This hurts me more than it hurts you, I said. And I sat on the bar and cried. And for a strange moment, no one moved or spoke. And we all sat like that for a while. It's nice to be nice, I said again. And well, it is, and that's a fact. I smiled at Henry Davenport. I think Henry Davenport smiled back. Well, from the position I was sitting, the strangest thing I ever saw, the bullet entered through the top of Henry's chest and blew his bowels out on the floor. I floated down the counter, showing no remorse. I shot a hole in Kathleen Carpenter, a recently divorced. The remorse I felt, the remorse I had, clung to everything. From the raven's hair upon my head to the feathers on my wings. Life is grand, shouted, but death is just the best. And I glided through the bodies and killed the fat man Vincent West, who sat quietly in his chair, a grown man become a child. And I raised the gun up to his head, an executioner style. He made no attempt to resist, so fat and dull and lazy. Didn't know I live in your street, I cried, and he looked at me like I was crazy. Oh, he said I had no idea. He grew as quiet as a mouse, and the roar of the pistol when it went off near blew the roof right off the house.